Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves at the very top of Daf Hey Amud Aleph. That's 5a, and we're all the way on the top. Actually, the first word on the Daf. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavuah Foundation. Now, what we've been talking about in our Mishnah are things that you can and cannot do on Chol HaMoed. And this section of the Mishnah is dealing with things that need to be done for the public good, like public works. And there are many fewer restrictions. Things that are necessary for the public, you can usually do on Chol HaMoed. So one of the things that the Mishnah says is Kilkule Hamayim Shebershut HaRabim, which means, Kilkule usually means things that are broken. So one of the things that you can do is fix the kilkulei hamayim, and it also says chotetinotam. You can clear them of debris. At least this is how Rashi explains it. If there are rocks or other debris that's fallen into public cisterns, you can clear them out, even though it's a laborious kind of job. The Ron has a slightly different version of what kilkul hamayim means. He thinks the kilkul here is refuse, trash, or bathroom material that gets into the water, and that you can fix it so that the water supply is shielded from that pollution. But either way, you can fix it by doing chatita. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara identifies chatita in. You may clear the cistern of debris, chafira lo, but you may not dig one. You may not dig it out. So it seems like when it says digging, it means you may not dig a new cistern. Meaning for that, to dig a new cistern to hold water, you should wait until after Yontif. But if all you need to do is clear out a cistern, that you can do. And part of the reason for that is our previous section that we talked about in our last recording was that if irrigation channels or other things get blocked up with sand or are, you know, partially blocked so they don't flow well, that you're allowed to dig out. So if we're talking about re-digging out something that's just gotten a little blocked, we already know you can do that. Here we must be referring to digging a new pit. And as we'll see, you shouldn't dig a new pit on Chol HaMoed, but if it's a situation where the public need requires you to dig a new pit, then you will be able to. So we just need to sort out the rules, which is what we'll do over the next few lines. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lo shanu, we didn't learn that you can clear out a cistern of debris, ela she'ein rabim tzrichin lahem. Only in a time, that's referring to a time when the public doesn't necessarily need you to do that, meaning there are other cisterns, they can wait until after the holiday, etc. Avo rabim tzrichim lahem, but if there's a public need, afilu chafira mutar, even to dig a new cistern is permitted. Vichi rabim tzrichim lahem mishare, is this really true? If there's a public need, is it really allowed to dig out? Mishare, who said that it's permitted to dig out a new cistern? Vehatanya, did we not learn in another braita? We have a similar source that discusses the same issue, and it says, chotetin borot shichinu me'arot, you may clear out pits, ditches, or caves, which are all places where water gathers, shel yachid, that belong to an individual person, in other words, for an individual person's needs. The ein tzarich lomar shel rabim, and of course, for the public, you could also clear out these pits. So far, so good. But then it says, ve'ein chofrin borot shichin umaro, but you may not dig new pits, ditches, or caves, shel rabim, even for the public. Ve'ein tzarich lomar shel yachid, and of course, that obviously means that you wouldn't be able to dig new ones for an individual citizen as well. Now, according to this source, digging out a new pit or cistern is never allowed, which contradicts what he had just said, that when the public needs it, you can do it. So the Gemara asks, my love, Bishir Rabim Tzrichin Lahem, are we dealing here in this previous case when the public needs it? Lo, that's not the case. It's b'she'ein rabim tzrichin lahem. It's when the public doesn't need it. And that makes sense because if the public doesn't need it, then we said you can't dig a new cistern. But if the public does need it, then you can. This last source that says you cannot dig it is only referring when there's no public need. But if there was, you would be able to. But the Gemara is not satisfied with this answer. Dekivata gabi yachid. So if you're going to say that this last source was in a situation where the public didn't need it, then you should say the same thing, dekavata, just like it, regarding an individual. She'ein yachid tzarech lehem, that it's when an individual does not need it, and chatita mishare. But if the individual doesn't need it, how could he even be permitted to clear the cistern or well of debris? The Hatanya, did we not learn in another Braita, Borot Shechinu Ma'arot Shel Yachid, pits, ditches, and caves that belong to an individual person, Konsin Mayim Letocham, you can direct a water stream into them so that they continue to fill. That's not considered a problem. And that's a new phrase. We haven't had that in our previous sources. Avalocho Tutinotan, but you may not clear them of debris. Velo Shafin et Zikeyen, you may not plaster or seal up their cracks that are in the cisterns. Vishal Rabim Chotutinotan, if they belong to the public, then you can clear them of debris. Vishafin et Zikeyen, and you can seal up their cracks. So, but according to this source, in a situation where an individual does not need the water, then you cannot even clear it of debris. So we still have a contradiction in the Braita. The Elamai Bishayachid Sarich Lahem. So if we flip it and say no, the Braisa is referring to when an individual does need it, and therefore when the individual does need it, you can clear it of debris. You can be chotetinoto. De kavata gabi rabim, then you have to say it's the same thing for the public. Bisharabim tsuchim lahem, it's when the public needs it. But if that's the case, chafira mi asir, then why would you say that digging a new one is forbidden? When the public needs it, you should be able to dig a new one. So we're kind of going round and round in circles so far. So we're going to bring one more braita. Ve'atanya, did we not learn in a braita? Borot shichinu ma'arot shel yachid, if you have a pit, a ditch, or a cave of an individual, konsin mayim litochan, you can direct water into it, that's no problem. Ve'chot etinotan, and you can clear it out of debris. Now this is different than what we said in our previous source. This is now our fourth source on this topic. The previous source we said, konsin mayim letocham avalocho tetinotan. This one says, konsin mayim letocham vecho tetinotan. So obviously they are dealing with different situations or different opinions. Okay, so here it says that the individual may clear it of debris, avalo shafin hatzikehem, but may not plaster up the cracks. The art scroll has a note here that the Duke Sofrim takes out these three words, and the Gemara really flows much better without them, so I just put parentheses around them. So we go straight from avalo shafin etzikan, you cannot seal up their cracks, velo sadinotan besid, and you may not plaster them on the outside with seed, with this plaster. Vishel Rabim, but for the public, chofrinotan, you can dig a new one, visadinotan besid, and you can plaster them with plaster. So Ella, however, the problem is, kasha hach kamaisa. Now you have a problem with the first one, which said that, the first source, which said that you cannot dig out a new cistern on Chol HaMoed. So all the sources seem to contradict each other, and we're unclear about which sources refer to individuals, which refer to the public, which are in a situation when the public or the individual needs it, and which are in a situation where the public and individual doesn't need it. So the Gemara is going to try to solve all the problems by stating all the variables at once. Teritz hachi. Let's answer it like this. Chotutin borot shel yachid, bishe yachid tzarech lahem. For an individual, when the individual is in need, you may clear out his personal cistern of debris. Ve'ein tzarech lomar bishel rabim. And obviously, that would be true for a public well as well. When the public needs it, you can clear it out of debris. Kishe rabim tzarech lahem, when there's a public need. Da'afilu chafira mutar, because when the public needs it, not only can you clear out the well of debris, you can also dig a new one. Ve'ein chofrin borot shichinu ma'arot shel rabim, b'she'ein rabim tzrichin lahem. We do not dig new pits, wells, pits, ditches, or caves for the public if they don't need it. Then we wait till after the holiday. Ve'ein tzarech lomar shel yachid. And of course, if the individual doesn't need it, he's not allowed to dig out a new pit. He's not even allowed to clear his existing pit of debris. D'chi ein yachid tzarech lahem, as it says, when an individual doesn't need it, afilu chatita nami asur. even clearing it out of debris is forbidden. So more things are permitted for the public than are permitted for the private individual, which is what we know. That's actually the part of the mission that we're talking about, is that the needs of the public trump the rules of Chol HaMoed. So in a situation where the public needs it, you can even dig a new cistern. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, Matnitin nami daika. You can derive the same thing if you read closely in our Mishnah. Daika means to read judiciously. Dekatani, as it says in our Mishnah, Osin kol tzarchei rabim. You may do on Chol HaMoed all the needs of the public. So kol la'atuye mai, when we say all the needs of the public, what are you thinking of that has not been explicitly stated? Lav la'atuye chafira. It would seem like, shouldn't it be referring to including digging out a new cistern? It doesn't specify that you can dig out a new cistern in the Mishnah, but when it says kol tzarchei rabim, it's coming to include the situation of digging out a new well if the public needs it. Lo, the Gemara says, no, it's not coming to include that case. La'atuye ha'detanya. It's coming to include something else, as we learn in a Braita, which is similar to what our Mishnah says, which we'll point out in a second. But the Braita says like this. Yotzin, they go out on Chol HaMoed, lekavetz et hadrachim, to fix the roads. Lekavetz is an unusual word. I'm not exactly sure what it means, but it means basically to fix up the roads so that you can, you know, drive and walk on them. Ulitaken et harachovot, and to fix the streets. These are probably private streets in residential areas. Ve'atai strataot. In this thing, it uses this Greek word of strata, which means market streets. I have a note in my Gemara that says derachim hamefulashim. So this means highways or roads that go all the way from one side of a city to the other, usually from one city gate to the other city gate. Vilamod et hamikvaot, and to measure the mikvahs. V'chol mikvah she'en bo arba'im sa'ah, and if there's a mikvah that doesn't have 40 sa'ah, which is the minimum size for a kosher mikvah, so if it has too little water, you can't use it as a mikvah. So then these, public workers, margilin litocho arba'im sa'ah, they fill the mikvah with 40 sa'ah. Now, it's a little complicated how to fill a mikvah. You cannot fill a mikvah with mayim she'uvim, with drawn water, so they can't just take pails and go fill the mikvah. But there is a way of naturally directing rainwater so that it fills the mikvah, and that's what they have to do. So this use this word of margilin, which is a bit of an unusual word, means they fill it the way you would fill it a mikvah. And then the Gemara adds a parenthetical comment about the government's responsibility to the people. Uminayin, what is the source? She'im lo yatsu'u, that if the public workers don't go out on Chol HaMoed, v'yasu kol elu, and do all of these things, fixing the roads and the streets and the mikvahs, she'kol damim she'nishbichu sham, that any blood that is spilled because of that, ma'ale aleihem hakatuv ki'ilu heim shafchum, the Torah considers it tantamount to if they spilled the blood. So we're going to bring a source for that in a second. The question is, what blood is going to be spilled here? So there are different possibilities related to streets and highways. It could be that that a person injures himself because there's a pothole in the road and they hurt themselves, and so that injury creates a liability for the government. Or it could be that they break down on the highway and then they are susceptible to being robbed by vagabonds and highway robbers. It also could be. Rashi mentions that it's referring to kotzim, like branches and nettles and things like that. So people hurt themselves because they haven't, cut back the shrubbery and stuff. So that's also a possibility. Related to the mikvahs, it could be referring perhaps to that if women are unable to go to the mikvah, either that it causes marital discord, or that they end up being with their husbands anyway, even though they haven't gone to a mikvah, and then they're violating Dam Nida. I don't know. Spilling blood sounds more like violence, but in any case, the government has the responsibility to take care of these roads, and if they don't, then it's considered like they spilled the blood, which is kind of similar to what we say by Egla Arufa, when a murder takes place in between two cities. So the leaders of the city, when they do this, the ritual and kill the the Egla Arufa in between their two cities, they say, Yadenu lo shafchu et adam hazeh, our hands didn't spill this blood. Of course your hands didn't spill that blood. But since a murder happened in between your two cities, you have some liability and you have to take responsibility for it. So the source that the Gemara brings is Talmud Lomar. Here's the pasuk, V'haya alecha damim, the blood is upon you. Now this is referring specifically to the situation of an ir miklat. So in the case where he's a manslaughterer, he kills someone by accident. So when you kill someone by accident, you have the right to flee to a city of refuge. And the reason you're going to flee to a city of refuge is because it's possible that the person you accidentally killed, that their family members are going to come to take vengeance on you. And we're concerned about that vigilante justice, so we allow these accidental manslaughterers to go to a city of refuge. Now, if the roads and the streets are not well appointed and the guy can't get to the city of refuge in a timely manner, he could get murdered by the Goel Hadam, by the those seeking vengeance. So, v'haya alecha damim, the blood will be upon you. That's the source. Rabbeinu Chananel brings a different source. It's probably not the right source because the language is not right, but he quotes this verse of the Ir Miklat is from Devarim Yud Tet Yud. It's Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 10. The Rach tries to bring it from the Pasuk in Devarim Chaf Bet Chet 22:8, which is referring to when you buy a new house, you're supposed to build a ma'akel gagecha. You build a parapet around your roof so that if somebody goes up on your roof, they won't fall off and kill themselves. And we say that if a person goes up on your roof and falls off and kills themselves, that it's your fault because you were supposed to put a ma'akeh up there. You're supposed to put a parapet. So it is related. It's related to creating a situation of safety so someone won't hurt themselves. In that verse, it says, V'lo tasim damim b'veitecha. Don't allow blood to be in your house, meaning prevent bloodshed from happening by someone falling off your roof. But the verse is not exactly the same. The verse that we have quoted here is V'haya alecha damim, and that only appears related to the city of refuge. It's slightly different. V'lo tasim damim b'veitecha, that you should not put blood in your house, is a slightly different verse. So it does not seem like it's the right verse, but they are both plausible sources for the same idea. Okay, let's finish up the sugya. The Gemara has a problem with this idea. What we've been arguing is that when it says, kol tarchei rabim, you can do all the needs of the public on Chol HaMoed, the kol is coming to include fixing the streets and the mikvahs, etc., which is a public responsibility. But the Gemara says, ha behedya katani la. But the Mishnah specifies these things. So when it says kol, it should be implying something that is not explicitly stated, but fixing the roads and the mikvahs is actually stated in the Mishnah, as it says, "Umetaknin et hadrachim, you may fix the ways, v'tarchovot and the streets, v'tamikvaot and the mikvahs, v'osin kol tzarchei rabim, and you can do all the needs of the public." Why would it have to imply, again using the word kol, to fix the streets and the mikvahs when it already said it? So la'atuye mai, in that case, what is kol tzarchei rabim coming to include? Lav la'atuye chafira. Let's go back to our original suggestion, which said it's coming to include the digging of new wells and cisterns for the public good when the public needs them. And the Gemara concludes, shma mina, learn from this. That is our conclusion, that the final answer to the sugya is that when the public needs it, you may dig new wells and cisterns in order to provide it for them. We'll stop there. Have a wonderful day.